So we have Cody Berg. You go by Berg.
I do. I sprinkle kitchen in there, though.
Yeah, same. I do that with my maiden name, too. Yeah. So, like, professionally, when you were acting...
Cody Kitchen.
Yes, exactly. Cody and Kitchen. For your fitness line...
Cody Kitchenberg.
Okay.
I just started adding it back in there because I really missed kitchen.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a bomb
same,
name.
By the way.
Yeah, it's a Thanks. Good one.
I'm a big proponent of women, like, mixing in... Not having to even choose, like, mixing in their maiden name with their married name. I love it.
And the iteration is so clutch. Cody Kitchen. That's why I kept my maiden name, Cody Kreischer.
Oh, yeah.
Boom!
It doesn't. KK. Cody Kreischer. Again.
KK. Damn. We are crushing life.
What's your sign?
Gemini.
Oh, ooh, air.
Jesus.
Yeah. We have the trifecta of air.
Oh, I love that you know all this. All I know is.
Aquarius, Gemini, Libra, we're a trio of air.
So what's that mean?
We don't know. We just know that we're all,
I'm the scales. You're like the twins.
Yeah. I'm the rat.
And no, you're the you have like the it looks like a water sign, but you're an air sign. You're like a strong air sign. My dad's an Aquarius. I love them. But my sister's Gemini.
Oh, there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
My niece is a Gemini. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
What is your husband? When's his birthday?
He's a Pisces. He's like emotional and sweet.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I'm like 90% of the time, like just a lot of energy and like happy. And then the other 10%, like, am I either going to kill you or like not stop crying?
Well, that's not a bad ratio.
No.
That's a fun combo.
We're in the green.
Your husband's so lucky.
The 10 of the other 90 was that rad.
Yeah. He actually just landed in Chicago. I reminded him that he used to call me Chicago because he's like, give it 10 minutes and the weather changes.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
You're like, that's me.
That's actually, I love that.
Right?
I'm going to use that.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Oh my gosh.
So are you still in the same house in the hill? Like, you're in the Hollywood Hills?
Yes. Which is such a fun.
That's such a young vibe.
So fun. It's a beautiful house. You have like a lot of property.
We do. We have almost an acre.
Yeah.
All gated.
Yeah.
And then, so it's like, and a lot of bedrooms and a lot of personality.
Yeah.
And we're outside all the time, have a zip line.
Yeah.
Zip line up when you were
there? I don't think so, but you had the swing set, the backyard. It was awesome.
Did you gift her my zip line?
Yeah.
No, my other friend has your zip line. We can go visit it whenever
you
want.
We have this thing we do where we just get epic gifts for our kids.
Oh, sorry.
And really annoying. So I got her a zip line, and it came with like a metal helmet. And I was like, huh, that's odd.
It was industrial.
And it was like industrial. It was like
for Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And I had nowhere to put it.
And it didn't get put up?
It was like, here's...
I put it up.
Yeah.
I gave it to my girlfriend who has like a bigger, like, and trees to, you know, adhere it to.
Yeah. She's like,
so
what are we going to...
So it's up at my friend's house like a few miles away.
But you could put it from yours like down into the reservoir. All of a sudden you like scale the fence.
Oh my God.
Honestly, that's my dream is to have like a gondola to the reservoir. And then, or like zip line one way and gondola the other way.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like the old school little like ski.
Yes. Yeah. That's the dream.
I support this.
So my sister, I've told you this, and Jason rented your house for a few months. You guys were out of the country. We were in London.
Yeah. He was making a movie and I was like, you know.
Yeah.
Let's rent the
pizza kitchen? The outdoor pizza?
No. I think close to there though. The Benedict Canyon, close to there. I think. I don't know. Maybe close to you. No, I think you're east of that, maybe. But anyway.
I'm Laurel Canyon.
You're
Laurel Nichols.
Yeah. I like that
better. Oh, wait a minute.
I like that better.
Okay.
But so they had rented the house and for a few months, and we had gone over a few times and like with the kids and had dinner. And I remember like, you know, I don't think Duran knew your husband. My husband knew your husband. And then, but there were like pictures of you like all around. And I was like, oh, this house is so cute. And ever since, I felt like we're friends.
Yes, I know. It's same. And yet we've never actually met in person.
I know.
What?
No.
And
I'm like, I slept in your bed.
I have such a loud laugh.
Yeah,
I'm going to cry in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Start the timer. That's hilarious. So cool. So did you like living in London? Was it fun?
I loved it. I also didn't, at the time, I didn't have my Lola.
Yeah.
So I don't know necessarily if it was London or having no job. No really, like, responsibility.
Yeah.
No phone that connected to the United States.
Just freedom.
Freedom. I wrote a book. I spent so much time, like, just hanging out at museums and then, like, going to fancy lunches alone and, like, drinking gin and tonics by myself.
Wait, were you alone?
Wonderful.
It was John.
Because he was working all the time.
Oh, yes.
So he was miserable and exhausted.
Mm-hmm. And you're like...
I was having the time of my life.
You're living your best life.
Oh, yeah. He had to go... I think he went to Monaco for a night to film.
Yeah.
And I was like, flight booked to Edinburgh, booked a car to pick me up and take me scotch tasting by myself.
Oh, my God.
It
I
was
love
fantastic.
You. That's yeah. amazing.
Only so a Gemini I would be that weird.
I love it.
You're like, sayonara.
Commitment. Commitment.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was so
yeah.
fun.
I've always kind of wanted a reason to have to go to another country and live for like a month or two.
Yeah.
Like now, again, with kids, I think it's more complicated. But I fantasize about being like, well, I have to go. But then it just becomes, because when you don't have to go, it's like so hard to justify.
Yeah. 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 No, it yeah. was great. And yeah. then it was fun to rent the house. And then we had to come back for like 2 weeks. And John's like, so where am I living
yeah.
when I return home? Because yeah, you've yeah. decided that we should rent our home.
Yeah. 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 Totally. So. Where did you live?
Chateau.
Oh.
Not terrible.
Yeah, well, not terrible.
I was like, see?
See? Yeah. It's not terrible.
Jenny and Jason are in the home. We're down
yeah.
the road.
Yeah. I love it.
It's a little moody.
Yeah.
I like it.
Did you see Britney's recent? I forwarded
oh,
it
Jesus.
To you. Her like Britney
yes,
Spears.
Yes, but are you following it?
I was there that night.
No, you were not.
I was. And I was actually.
Did you hear the screams?
No, but I was peeing. And then I came out of the bathroom. And when I was like going to like put on some lipstick and, yeah. and a lovely woman was, there was a girl next to me in the other, you know,
yeah.
two different. And then a woman was like, can you go? And I was like, what? And I was yeah. like, no, like yeah. that's rude. I'm just yeah. putting on lipstick. And I was like, yeah. kind of looked at her and then, yeah. and then out walked Britney Spears. And I was like, oh, that's why you wanted me out of the restroom.
Why? Because she was in there?
Because she was in there. But then she was also,
was
like, big sunglasses and, like, seated in,
well,
like, the very
she
middle.
She had, like, a hotel pillow in her hand. I don't understand.
She was naked.
Did she have a room?
Well, that was later. I mean, oh. I'm, like, a six, like oh. hardcore 6 to 9,
same,
and then I'm out.
Same. God, that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, you get yes. home just past
69?
Yes.
Six to nine.
Oh, I was like, ew. She's like, I'm a hardcore,
you know,
69, and then
she's
I was
talking
like,
about 69.
Like, Jesus.
Then you're home and you sleep good. It's so
oh
nice.
My God, if we could just get a shot of my face when you said that, I was like,
we will.
Ew.
We will.
I was like, away from me.
Oh God.
She's like, I just love a 69. Anyways, moving on.
A hardcore 69, hardcore. Not a mild one, a hardcore 69, hardcore. And then I'm out of there.
Wait, so, you didn't see anything crazy?
No.
Okay.
No, I was already home. But then when I saw it the next day, I was like, man, I should have stayed
I should
up
have
later.
Hung around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it was like midnight or something. Yeah. yeah. I was saying to someone was talking about it the other day, and I was like, I mean, she's dating her housekeeper. And then the girl goes, that's the least of her problems. I'm like, you're probably right. But I don't know why
oh,
I'm
it's
hung
his,
up.
Oh, it's her housekeeper? It's her handyman, isn't it?
Handyman housekeeper.
More
with any, and he's anyway. Like an ex-con.
Fuck yeah, Brett.
Yeah.
She
get it, girl. Those yeah. are those Louisiana roots right there.
You never responded. I forwarded her that.
Because I was like, old news.
Okay. You already knew.
I already knew, and then I already saw her Instagram that she posted after to be like, my mama set me up, and you're looking at her leg.
Yeah.
You what didn't see leg? That? Okay, so
no.
everyone's like, she had a mental breakdown. Here are yeah. the pictures. Uh-huh. We had to take her out. They wanted to take her by ambulance. Then, the next morning, she's like, ha ha, you fools, don't believe everything you read. My mother set that up. Look at my ankle. I just sprained my ankle. I was screaming because my ankle hurt so bad.
Why are you naked?
Because she sprained her ankle. She needed, like, I don't know.
Be free.
It's fucking Britney. Why are we asking yeah. questions?
I mean, there's too many
it's Britney,
questions.
Bitch.
It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, and then she deleted her Instagram account.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Gone. Oh, old news.
Old news. Well, I don't
new
check
news.
Her daily.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone.
Wait, I have to confirm this. Okay, I can't sit here.
Sneeze.
Are you? Look at the light. Say pink elephant 3 times.
I can't sit here any longer. That was actually like kind of grotesque. Usually it's like,
mm-hmm.
like a mosquito.
I'm your opposite. Mine could like.
I can imagine coming from someone that just really hard 69. When you did General Hospital,
yes.
Did you hook up with Sunny?
I did not.
Fuck. Who'd you hook up with?
I was in a love triangle with. I should remember their characters' names. Yeah, I was like.
Sonny's so hot. When I was little.
Is he still on?
Hell yeah, Maurice yeah. Bernard.
He's never.
He's
about said he's never getting
he
off.
Is,
he's
he
never
is.
On?
He's the flag. Like, he is the tent
yeah.
pole of General Hospital. So he's like this Italian mobster, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was little, my mom always watched it, and so did my sister. And I would always. I remember the exact place I was sitting, and I was like, I'm going to marry Sonny Corinthos. I want to marry Sonny. And I was like 6.
Did you end up marrying someone like Sonny
Corinthos? Good question.
A little.
Oh, really?
Slightly. I'll show you a picture. But yes. Yeah. Have you ever seen Sonny Corinthos?
No.
Oh.
Is he Greek?
He feels like Italian.
What is he?
Greek.
He feels Italian.
Greek.
Bernard.
Maurice Bernard.
Did you hook up with anyone hot?
I mean, it was a fun little love triangle. I remember going to work each day being like.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It was like each day they were like, okay. Because it was this I auditioned for one role. They wrote another role for me.
Yeah.
And it was this like mischievous country girl who like had all these secrets. And one day I'd come to work and they'd be like, yeah, too nice. We need more bitch. And I was like, or mischief. And I was like, all right. And the next day they're like, too much. Rein it in. Nicer. And I was like, okie dokie.
That's what I've been waiting for my whole life, is someone to ask me for more bitch.
Did you hook up with Jason?
No, it was, their real names
were Jason and Samantha.
And Lisa. So I should
I need
know
to
their
look
character's
you up.
Name.
I need to look you up.
You haven't already? You haven't just been like.
I mean, the general hospital thing.
Well,
I was like, I know.
Yes. She's really upset about
it. I mean, I dropped out when Carly Benson. Like, you know, Carly?
Yes.
Carly the wife.
I was on in 2011. So 2011.
I was still watching.
2012. Really?
Yeah, I dip in and out.
It's the only one that's still on, right?
No, there's a few on.
There's, I think, Y&R and Date. I think there's three still on.
Okay. Young and the Rest, All My Children still on. Is it?
I don't know.
You and your sister were Die Hard
Did
General.
You? Die Hard General.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's the fucking best one.
It was really
good. It's really good. Port Charles.
I can actually say I'm not a doctor, but I just played one on TV.
Did you?
Yeah. I did.
Oh.
I was Dr. Maggie.
Oh, my God, hot.
You were Dr. Maggie.
I was Dr. Maggie.
Okay. So, wait, did you like the hair and makeup they did on you?
I did, and it got me. They always use Tarte, that brand.
Yeah.
And it got me where I was like, oh, this is actually, like, good makeup.
Yeah.
And I can't do my own hair or makeup for the life of me.
Yeah.
I always wondered that.
I actually liked it.
It's
it
very
was like
done
a perpetual
up.
Blowout.
Like,
Oh, yeah.
And did you
nice.
Film every day?
No, but it was the only time in my life I've ever had an office. And
oh, nice.
And good move by my husband and I, or by him, we just started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day, he sent me a pair of like nude Louboutins with a little note that said, sometimes Dr. Maggie might want
Stop
out of
it.
Her. Yeah. And like had him delivered with flowers to the dressing room.
Oh,
being like,
were they heels?
Yeah. But because I was a doctor, so I was always in my scrubs.
What a Casanova.
He's like, it was a good move.
It was a good
and
move.
And oddly enough, they were the one pair that I was like saving up for. Now I think I've since sold them. But.
Yeah, oh, obviously.
I have a bunch of patent leather ones. And
oh,
I'm like,
the patent leather ones, you know, I learned the hard way when I moved the patent leather Louboutins. Like, I didn't put them in bags. And if they're not black, other things will, like, pick it up and transfer it to the patent leather. And there's, like, there's no getting it out.
No.
You remember your pink ones? You sold those, didn't you?
No, I still have them, I think.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Mike
those
got
me. Marked.
We
but
went
they
on.
Were, like, this tall.
Yeah. Oh, so Mike bought me, like, that was, like, my first gift he got me.
Yeah.
We were in San Ynez, and we were staying at like this old hotel. And he was like, it was like, I think our 5-year anniversary. And he got me Louboutins. And we were both assistants. So it was like, I couldn't afford Louboutins. So I go to open them. And do you remember the ones they made that were like the big knot over the toe?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the
Swayed.
Heel was like 6 inches.
Yes. Yes.
Or it was like a clown.
Yeah.
And a platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we walked to
no.
dinner that night. And it was on a cobblestone street, and I was like, these are amazing.
Were you bleeding?
I was like, oh my God, I am so happy in these shoes. But I was like,
I wonder if like we could tolerate pain more like when we were younger, or if it just didn't hurt as bad. Because heels now, I'm like, I'm in a bad
mood. It did.
Yeah,
oh, I can't do them.
Like if they're too
like a 2-inch. I remember mocking the kitten heel.
Oh,
and now I'm
wait.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
where
yeah,
I was like,
like,
I used to call them boner shrinkers. I was like, nice kitten heel. I was like, just put on a fucking flip flop.
Yeah.
And now I just
obsessed.
I went out and I was like, whew, I'm feeling high. And it was just like
a
little.
Yeah.
But I used to think kitten heels were disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah. What happened to Louboutin though? Because now they're not cool anymore.
But did you see that he opened? I think it's in. Portugal.
Yeah,
Louboutin just opened a hotel.
Ooh,
that
luck.
I want to go stay at that hotel.
Fascinating. That's like an interesting segue.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like a hotel.
Yeah,
I bet it's cheesy.
I don't know though, because if he's got like,
I bet the floors
was
are red.
Something. Oh.
Everything's red, probably.
Or like hints. But what if it was like a neutral palette with like hints of red, like a gorgeous.
Like a
red
I could
cushion.
See it being cool. I could see it being cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Also, my foot has
Flight
grown
booked.
Like a full
Flight
size
booked.
Since I was buying Louboutins. Like, my foot has grown.
It's the children.
Is it, or is it just age?
It's just age. Your feet are just going to...
Are they shrinking or growing? Because mine grew a half an inch after Lola.
Yes, but then Lisa's are shrinking. Our other friends are getting smaller. But no, mine grew. Mine grew like almost a whole size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me.
You're so small. What size shoe were you?
Like eight and a half. And I'm almost 5'4". So
damn, girl.
Speaking, I got
wait, and you used to be a 7.5?
Shit.
Fascinating. Yeah.
What'd you do with all your shoes?
Sold them.
She's like, give them to me.
Yeah.
give me your hooker heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a 7 and now I'm an 8.
Look at us all hydrating.
What'd you do with all your shoes?
I don't know. I sell everything all the time, so it doesn't really matter.
But the real I'm addicted. Now you're not getting the same prices.
Oh my God, no. We've had this discussion with my sister, and I've really been, because like I don't do it all the time, but when I do it, I'll do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, the commissions don't make sense. And then if really, at the bottom line is, if you're selling anything for under $500, it doesn't make sense
because
you're getting like 30% or something.
No,
of
but
it.
That, yeah. If that's, you should just do Poshmark. That's the place to sell everything.
But that's so much work.
No, when I tell you, it is nothing.
You take a photo.
It's nothing.
Yeah. I take a photo, but then I have to upload it.
No. It's, you go into the app and it's like you take photos while in the app and they all upload. And then when you Google something that's like discontinued that you're looking for, Poshmark just comes up and then you fall into a hole.
It's gotten better. I used to eBay. I'm like, I can't do that.
No, eBay is like pedestrian shit.
But before the Real, all of that traffic was like... a lot more of those buyers were shopping eBay. Now all of those people are not looking at eBay. They're all on RealReal. They're all on Poshmark.
Because anything over $500 on Poshmark is authenticated.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, you're right. It doesn't make sense, the RealReal.
At our ice cream store, my girlfriend was like, can we turn the back patio? I've got so many dresses that I just want to get rid of.
Yeah.
She's like, can we do a flea market with like all of our girls come and the ice cream store is next to a wine shop.
Yeah.
And she's like, so we can have like ice cream and wine and like sell our dresses for $20 a piece. And I was like,
did you do it?
We're about to.
The RealReal would give you like $6.
Yes.
So might as well get 20.
I've never done RealReal.
Okay, so.
Really? But I do shop a lot.
Sometimes it makes sense.
I'm more of a buyer than a seller these days.
If I have something that's like higher end that I maybe wore once or twice, and I'll email them and be like, what would you price this at? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll just like break even, and I'll for whatever I paid, if it's like that expensive, and I'll ahead of time know what they're gonna list it for.
Yeah,
makes sense. Yeah. Otherwise, not really. I would say now the odds of it making sense are pretty low. So you have an ice cream store in Ojai.
I do.
Is it the main one that's like on the strip?
I worked there in high school.
Are you from Ojai? And then you bought it? Oh my God.
So I'm born in Wyoming, but then raised in Ojai. So I'd spend summers with my dad in Wyoming on our little ranch.
Oh my God, Wyoming's supposed to be gorgeous.
It was amazing. It is amazing.
Is he still there?
He goes back in the summer. He kind of became my Manny a little bit sometimes.
God, I love it.
Your dad did?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So he lives with us sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. He like, Lola came up one day and she's like, Mom, Bob's keeps calling me a ball baby. Oh, and I looked at him and he's like, well, quit balling all the time and I won't call you a ball baby. And I was like, Lola, he's kind of right. Like, stop.
Wait, have you seen Secret Life of Pets 2?
Yeah.
With Rooster?
Yeah.
He's like, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what? And then he falls and cries. And then what?
And then what? Yeah.
Okay. So Wyoming
and then Ojai. So school and everything was Ojai. And so
great.
I worked at the
I've never been.
What?
Really? Isn't that crazy? I've never been. I don't know.
We need a moment of silence to absorb that.
Yeah, no.
What?
I mean, Ojai Valley Inn, I like, but it's becoming, it's too much.
But like, with kids, it's definitely good. A good family spot. Do you know Eric Good, who owns the Bowery and the Waverly in New York, is an Ojai guy. So he's about to open a gorgeous property.
Hotel.
Right, my ice cream shop.
There needs to be another one.
Well, there's the Capri, too, is actually really cute. Yeah. And for kids and also without kids.
Yeah, because I think it's beautiful, Ojai Valley Inn, but I found it just like over the years, like to become just like, it's so packed, it's sold out, the prices are crazy. You're like, I mean, I like it, but like.
The prices are a little wild.
It's insane.
Eh. Okay, wait. Yeah. So you're from Ojai. You worked at this ice cream shop, which I think everyone who's ever been to Ojai has been to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the owner, I convinced John, apparently I have a theme of like making him move places.
Yeah.
To rent the house again.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, I was like, we're going to Ojai or all over Ventura County. And so we did a different Airbnb all through Ventura County, put Lola in an outdoor school in Ojai.
Yeah.
You know, he was working remote at Stampede and I was trying to sell workout equipment.
Yeah.
But really just raising a toddler.
Yeah, of course.
And so the owner was ready to retire and he was like, you should take it over. And apparently another guy who lives in Ojai, but like.
You were still in touch with the owner?
Well, I go in there. His name is Doug and I called him Scoop Doug. So be like, yo, Scoops. And I go back there and like, and just start scooping every time I was in there.
Yeah.
And he was like, you should, you know, take it over. Wow. And then he kind of mentioned it again. And I came home and I was like, I have an idea. Famous last words.
I love it.
And then long short, it's like John was like, huh, that actually sounds interesting. Like have him send the numbers.
Yeah.
Sent them. And he was like, this is kind of interesting. So we bought it, knowing nothing about how to make ice cream.
Yeah.
We just fucking buy it.
Run a business. We just bought it, bought the ice cream store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who makes the ice cream? Was Scoops making the ice cream?
No. It was primarily, so his one caveat was you have to primarily employ high school kids.
Yeah.
Like, let it be the first job for kids, which John likes to be like, you're fired. Like,
you
has
fired.
No issue firing people. And I was like, I was like, you can't keep hiring high school kids. Like, you got to be like, look.
Nurture them.
Nurture them. Yeah. So he was making the ice cream in the beginning. John was. We had these, like, basic recipes.
Stop.
Yeah. So he'd work here during the day.
Dead.
And then, like, go up there. Every Saturday, he'd be in the shop making the ice cream.
That's amazing.
Like, turn the flavor. There, like, our signature flavors were, like, a lavender, and it tasted like soap. It was terrible. And so he figured out how to,
they
like.
They all do.
Yeah. No. Not anymore.
Oh.
Now he figured out how to, like, steep lavender buds overnight, make a lavender tea, and then infuse it with organic honey.
Well, so you were like, let's buy the ice cream shop, but listen, I'm not making any of the ice cream. You can.
I'm a front of house girl.
Okay, okay.
I was like, listen, I'll talk to people.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll, like, not fire the high school kids.
Yeah.
I'm a front of house girl. You're the Turner Scoops.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So now we've got like a full-time ice cream maker. It's like organic base and it's doing really well.
How long have you had
Ojai it? Ojai ice cream.
Oh,
we trademarked it. It's been there since 79. We've had it for about 3 years.
I guess. So
renovated. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
We have another family. There. Orange.
Yeah.
Color washing orange.
Yeah.
I need a picture.
Yeah. It's really pretty.
It's adorable.
Raise the ceilings. We have now partners in it. Another family.
Are these people that you knew from growing up or?
No.
Okay.
They're from LA.
Okay.
But they had a house in Ojai.
Okay.
Their daughter started working at the shop. They'd come up, were obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Great humans.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a really good partnership.
Yeah.
Because also, I've discovered that just John and I running a company together.
Yeah. I know. Hard, right?
Even equipped, I was like, you should come on and help
me. How do you spell Ojai?
Ojai. You would know it if you'd been there.
To him, you wanted him to help you with the exercise stuff.
Yeah, and it came where I was like, you're just telling me not to spend money on things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like
this. I know. I feel like it's when a husband and wife or a couple can make that work, I think it's really great. But I don't – there's
– No. But with another family involved.
Oh, yeah. Diffuses.
Oh, that's cute.
For sure. And
that's
then you
really
have to be
cute.
You have to be civilized because you have other people involved, right? You can't just be total animals.
Yes.
So you don't have a place in Ojai.
No, but we're going to.
Yeah, because I was going to say it must be hard if you just want to pop up there and you're like, I don't want to spend, like, whatever, just to stay overnight, right?
No. We have a lot of friends that have moved back.
Okay. So there's the houses there that you can stay
in. Yeah, and I'm kind of like, hey.
Okay, when you said color washing.
Who will take me in?
I'm expecting ceilings,
Dr.
Floors.
Maggie's here.
Doctor. With a pint of ice cream and an ankle weight.
This is really cute.
Amazing.
But it's not all orange.
No. It's like
it's
black
got,
and white, old school mercantile vibe.
Let me see.
Yeah. It's I was like, wow, she's got a whole orange.
It's so cute.
It's really cute.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I haven't seen it since you renovated it.
Oh, you got to go back. It's very different. It's not janky.
That's so cute. That's such a fun business.
Yeah.
Scoops will love to hear that. It's not janky. Poor Scoops.
What did you say? Scoops
says Scoops will love to hear that. You're like, it's not janky.
I didn't say that.
She did.
I said it had a lot of heart and soul.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
It had character.
Yeah. I make Lola work.
Yeah.
the 6 year old.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I want a new toy. I'm like, fine, make that waffle cone.
Yeah. Oh my God, fresh waffle cones.
So although she did say the other day, someone gave her a $5 tip.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's not a lot of money. And I was like, are you kidding?
Are you kidding me?
What? So we had this whole conversation where I've started to be like, okay, if the average minimum wage is, $15?
Yeah.
So you want that scooter. Yeah. This is how many hours you're going to have to work to earn your scooter.
Yeah. Break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I had to scoop and dance for a $5 tip.
Now you can forget about all that.
Yeah. You're like, lesson learned.
Forget
here.
It, spoiled child.
Enjoy your scooter.
Is it hard to not spoil your kid when you have only one? Or do you feel like your other kids are also, like, did you raise the other John's other kids?
So they were 3 and 6 when I met him.
Okay.
50-50 all the time.
Yeah.
I am a little too much because I grew up like pretty like country and like, you know, not much money.
Yeah.
So I tend to go to the default where I'm like, back when I was young, I had a house with no doors and windows.
But I love
You're
that.
Lucky you have. And she actually asked driving to school. She was like, do we have a lot of money?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if you want to go out to eat, you can.
Yeah.
And we have a house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Who asked you this? Lola?
Lola.
Okay.
So to me, that was the response where I was like, you're very fortunate.
Yes.
A girlfriend of mine said, she was like, with great privilege comes great expectations.
Uh-huh. It's usually great responsibility.
Yeah. Maybe let's go for option C, all the above.
I like all the above. Whoa.
Oh, privilege? I don't know. Maybe I messed
all of
that
it.
One up.
All of it. Yes. Yeah. It's yes. It comes with.
Yeah.
The, you know, expectation of also like pulling your own
and giving back, like having.
Yeah.
Being a good human.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, my kids constantly ask how much something costs. I'm like, why do you care?
I used to ask my dad those questions all the time, and he
it drives me nuts.
Yes, but I think there's a natural curiosity and. But my dad would always shut me down and be like, it's none of your business. And so I don't think that created a good exchange between him and I. Like, my mom would more like, you know, tell me things, but I guess my questions for her weren't as like maybe personal in terms of like money. But I think I don't know what the answer is, but I think there is a certain amount of sharing and maybe not obviously, even if they knew the numbers, they're not going to understand them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just being able to, like, give them, like, a sense of, like, your privilege and not shut them down. I think shutting them down is, I don't think that creates a good exchange. Because my kids ask me, too, all the time. And, of course, I'm not, like, dollar for dollar, like, here's what this costs. But, yeah, they'll be, like, my 6-year-old or seven, he's going to be 7, will be, like, I just got all this money for my birthday. I'm going to buy a second house. And you're, like, well, awesome.
Great.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'll take it.
But the curiosity about money is interesting. But so you raised the other two kids, I guess, back to that.
With their mom and I was super involved.
Yeah.
And especially then, like, now I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I'd finished with the soap opera and was like, let's do pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I think when they were young too, like, I just like small humans and it was super fun.
Yeah. Do they like you? Like, does their mom like you? Or was it there like a weird, like, you're the new woman?
Probably
vibe?
In the beginning, but not really. Okay. Now, like, it's kind of cruising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is the age difference between the youngest and Lola?
9 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. Wait, is that a senior?
She's a sophomore at Oakwood. Okay. And then there's a freshman at UChicago. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, nice.
And then the first grader.
My God, that's so nice. Yeah. My brother and I are 10 years apart.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Were you? What was your relationship like?
Painfully close.
Oh, painfully.
Yeah. Painfully. My sister's 7 years older.
And so not as much with her, more so with him?
No, I'm really, really close with both of them still. We live like 5 minutes from each other.
Did you grow up here in town?
No. We're all from Tampa.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yeah. My brother moved here first. My sister was going to school in Hawaii. I was going to school in Dallas,
okay.
And then we all met here because my brother was having a kid. We're like, fuck it, we'll all live together. My parents still live in Tampa. But it's such a cool age gap.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. Wait, so the one who's in high school is the boy or the girl?
The girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
The girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that it's cool. I mean, I think siblings of any, as long as you're not like 1 year apart like my sister and I, that's
tricky. Yeah, it is.
I was listening to the podcast with your sister.
Yeah.
Are you guys full siblings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you not tell?
Oh, no. You guys are, you sound even when you're trying to listen. I was
I know. Who's who? I know. Yeah. You have to watch the video, I think, to make sense.
Yeah.
But why do you ask? Just because we're so close in age?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 16 months. Too close. 1 year in school. That's too hard. Like, when I had kids, I was like, they have to be at least two or
two
three.
Two to three.
How
two
old are all of your children? You've got three?
Six, 10, and 12. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a good spread.
It's a
like
good
they've
spread.
Got
yeah.
they've got some distance, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
But didn't it feel like a lot? Isn't that crazy? Like when you had Ezra and you were having Dom, I was like, "What are you gonna do? Are you having him?" Like it felt like you had like grown men, and I was like, "Oh my God, you're having another." You know, it felt like so long in between Ezra and Dom.
Did it?
To me, it did.
Because he was only like two. When I got pregnant, he was like not even three.
I know. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It just felt long.
But for me, when I had Lola after Ted, it did feel like a long. I was like, why'd I wait this long?
But they're only 3 years apart.
I know.
Right?
Could you imagine having a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old and being like, I'm pregnant? Like, that would just be mind
There's moments that, like, when Lola was little,
it.
I was.
You
would you really?
I wouldn't.
I mean, in theory.
Yeah.
But.
Well, in theory, we
I mean,
all
I have
would.
Three. Three's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm like half. I mean, my older two were pretty much like self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And
did you think about having another one after Lola?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wish I would have. And now I'm like, she's just my little buddy, and we cruise.
No. You don't want to start over.
No. Yeah. Oh no, no, no. Yeah. Now we're like.
No, you're in a good place.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Ted and I, because they're the same age.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah. She'll be
just
seven
like
into like 2-3 weeks.
Like there's.
We
like,
all three
it's like roommates.
More think
and
ages.
What's cool is that
roommates.
She has siblings. Yeah. That's what's cool.
Yeah.
So it's like you wouldn't like
she's
you
not an only child
either way.
No,
so you're good.
No.
When's her birthday? May?
June 6th. I'm May 25th.
Oh, you're May 25th. Oh, so Dom is June 28th. So they're very close in age.
Oh, I like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So then first grade going into second. It's interesting. Her first grade class, like there's a 9-year-old.
We were just talking about this before you got here.
Yeah.
Yes. There's an 8-year-old, like, and then there's kids that are even younger than him. We were just talking,
like, is there a benefit to holding kids back? You know what
I don't
mean?
Know. I'm a very, like, to each their own. Like,
oh, yeah, I
but
agree. But
we like to judge people for doing the wrong thing.
Like, yeah, we just tore people apart. But I'm like, I would rather just put the kid in the grade they're supposed to be in. And just supplement, get tutors. You know what I mean? Like try to catch them up.
Yeah,
that's
we've
what
just
I did
seen,
with Ted.
We've just seen some of the most problematic kids.
The most problematic
are
kids
the ones
in our
that are
the older
ones
that have been held back, and that I'm like, yeah.
But yeah, so I came hot and bothered into here because I saw firsthand. There's a kid in our class who has bully like tendencies, and I kind of saw it happen firsthand for the first time to Ted, and I was like,
what'd he do?
No. He told all the kids to get up and leave Ted and like go to another table. I wanted to, like, karate chop him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know what it's like for him. He's old.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's the worst when you see it with your
when
own eyes.
When you see it with your own eyes and you go,
hearing it
wait
isn't
a
funny there, but. Yeah.
No.
Seeing it.
Hearing it. Yeah, it all sucks.
No,
all
but
sucks.
Seeing
like,
it,
seeing
it's
it?
Like, it's, it really, it, and I don't, I think it's perfectly fine if you, you know, sort of.
I,
say,
I went up to
me,
the
like,
kid and said,
okay.
Why'd you leave?
If your parents aren't there, I mean, I feel I've done that before. I've been like, you know, you can't say that. You know, that's not nice.
Yeah.
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 The teachers,
Lola
I feel like all the time.
Had someone say, like one of the little girls was like, your teeth are yellow. And I was like,
what is happening right now?
You guys
this
are the
is
same
what
person.
Teddy is going through right now.
Wait, hold on. Finish your story.
Go, go,
so
go.
The other little girl, I guess, like held down her bottom lip.
To look
to
at them.
To see if the, yes. And I go, Angel, did you say something? And she's like, kind of, she was like, well, no. And I was like, baby, next time you're more than welcome to say something. And if they still touch your face, you smack their hand away.
Yes.
Like,
don't touch
no
me.
No one needs to touch
no.
you. And then I did say that to a couple of them. Like, I was talking with some of the other, and the other moms were like, oh. Like, don't encourage physical violence. And I was like, well,
fuck
I'm
that.
Not. But like,
no.
don't.
Fuck
touch.
That.
Don't touch me.
Touch me.
They all asked, yes.
Oh, no.
What?
You lost a stone?
I lost the diamond.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
What?
So I'm really rough on things.
Obviously.
Like, look at,
wait, do we think he lost it in here?
I don't know. I could have lost it anywhere. This one I lost twice, once cheering for the Patriots. once. And oh man, I'm probably the only person that can legit.
Wait, hold on. Let's keep your hand still enough. I can see it.
Yeah, hold on. Is it, what is that?
Which, it's a diamond from my mother. My mom had this made for me. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Oh my God.
So it You're was like, I'm going to cry in a minute. So buckle up.
The weather's changing.
Brace for impact.
Wait. Yeah, it was the diamond from my mom and dad's wedding ring and engagement band.
I'd rather you lose your own.
No, I lost that one twice. I lost my tennis bracelet because I was wakeboarding, and then I was trying to teach my nephew how to ride a bronc.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? That one's on you.
That sounds like kind of worth it, though.
It was really fun. Oh, man.
Wait, I feel like I wasn't paying attention because I could only see this one. I saw this one from when you walked in.
Well, so I often do this now because
You check it. Was it loose?
I don't know, man. Is it insured?
This one's loose again. This one's not insured.
Yeah, but it's why insure it? Because it's like the emotional tie to it.
Yeah,
like,
you know. I'm just really, I told, with my birthday coming up, I told John, I was like, don't.
No jewelry?
I lose them. Like, I lost this. He one time came into my closet and was like, why do you have a metal detector hidden in your closet?
For this reason.
I think I lost a... One of those diamond earrings that you got me.
Would it pick up like a gold like setting?
I don't know. It never worked for me.
I'm dead.
I one time lost. I left.
That's
and he
genius,
still,
though. That's kind of brilliant.
He still you doesn't know this, so let's hope he doesn't
You don't know how much we have
people.
In common.
He won't listen. Yeah. I lost. I left. We had a lovely staycation at Shutters.
Yeah.
And I left a lovely necklace that he had made for me there. But luckily, it was my friend that was the jeweler, so I was like, hey, yo, I'm going to Venmo you for this. So I bill him for Venmo for babysitting, Lola. I was like, oh, I got to pay the nanny.
Yeah.
But in reality, it was because I had to get this necklace replaced before I got caught.
You and I have so much in common.
You guys are like the same.
We are the same person.
This is crazy. And maybe you're like the missing air sign that we
needed. And seriously, some of the shit I lose... I mean, like I told Sam, you'd find Hoffa before finding any of it.
If you gave me a murder weapon and said,
take good care of this,
no one's
finding it.
No.
And neither are you.
No.
Well, hold on. Did you not call Shutters and say, is it
no,
there?
No, I did. Oh. But they were like, nope, no diamond
Hell
necklace.
No.
It was like an emerald with like diamond pop. It was really pretty. I have it again and I still wear it.
Okay. All right.
And.
You and I are the same human, and our kids are being teased about their teeth.
Wait, okay, sorry. You need to tell your story.
Yeah.
This is a similar story.
What?
With the teeth.
Oh, so, yeah. So Ted told me.
This is the same.
Exact same thing. That, and we were born without the gland that produces enamel for your teeth, so our teeth do look yellow. I have fake teeth now, but.
Really?
But, I bought them, so. Yeah.
Until they're capped.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he told me he was taking a bath one night, and he's like, the kids are making fun of me at school to saying I don't brush my teeth.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you do. He doesn't really, but,
Okay.
I was like, you do. But I was like, Ted, you have special teeth. He's like, I know, but they all, like, stand around. They're like, open your mouth. And he opens his mouth because he's like, I do brush my teeth. Look.
Yes.
And so he went through this horrible stage of, like, I took him to Target to get a toy. And he's like, I don't want anything. Can we go look at toothbrushes, though?
Oh.
So now he's obsessive about brushing his teeth. And this one kid started it in the class, and it's just heart-wrenching, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was like, if some kid were cross-eyed or had another genetic,
yeah.
you know what I mean, abnormality?
Yeah. Yes.
It would be really scolded.
But the tooth is kind of considered
it's like cosmetic. And I go,
yes.
No.
But the silver lining for Ted will...
No pun intended.
Yeah.
will be the fact that he has good hygiene.
Yeah.
He's going to be brushing, like, really well. And when his adult teeth come in, it'll just be a non-starter.
Yeah. Do you have a metal detector I can borrow?
No, but I think for Mother's Day, you need a helmet.
I had one when we were in Malibu, like, during one of the summers. And we had one for
Did
the
you
beach.
Ever find anything good?
Not really. That's why I'm wondering. Like, it had to be big enough. Like, you know, a
had
hunk.
To be like a pipe.
Yeah. That's why I'm wondering if you could. If we should. We should do this test. Like, if you could. If it would actually ding. If there was like a diamond stud on the floor. You know.
Like that. We're just gonna pile our jewelry.
How honestly, often I love do you the idea lose if your it
phone?
Works.
Oh my phone. Oh, ooh.
Forget it.
And I just have find my iPhone. And John doesn't understand why I'm like, well, what's the big deal? How about this one? We left. I also have find my iPhone like on my laptop. So coming home
from
spring
break. I do on the iPad
break.
To make the yes. noise. Yeah, me too.
So we were driving home from spring break. We went to Colorado, Steamboat Springs. Awesome. Loved it. Managed from the time that we landed there, I showed the guy at Enterprise my driver's license, and then it disappeared. So, and then even we're driving to the airport, and then I discovered that John was like, how did you get that beer? I'm like, what do you mean? I asked for a beer. He's like, they made me show my ID. I'm like, well, sucks for you.
I'm a baby.
Good thing you have an ID.
Yeah.
But they still gave me one even without it. Yeah. I still need to make a driver's license appointment because I lost it somewhere when I was up there.
Oh, my gosh. Recently.
Recently.
Okay.
And also left my laptop. It was like ding on the phone like,
your laptop's been left behind.
Last seen at. So they shipped it to me lovely. Like, lovely.
Can I tell you something? People? I just lost my license. Yeah. Do you know how easy it is?
No.
You just go online to California DMV. And it says request replacement, and they just mail it to you.
Wait, what?
Yeah. For real?
For real. It's so easy. My husband lost his, and I was like, wait till you see this trick. He's like, I'm not surprised you know the ins and outs
you
of
know,
replacing
they
an
have
item.
Really,
they've really stepped it up.
They've done, yeah, they've made a lot of things
you
more convenient.
You pay $32, and you just
with,
click, yeah. you click a thing that says, mail me a new license.
Yeah. Okay. With
and
license
it gets there in like
too,
days.
I feel like everything they've
really?
Streamlined
yeah,
a bit.
It's crazy.
It's easier now.
See, my life yeah. hack is make sure you have a picture of your ID.
Always.
On your phone.
Always.
It's great.
That's smart. I think I have my passport, but I should have my ID also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. I've flown
mm-hmm.
twice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what the trick is because I lost my...
I love this.
I've done that too. I've shown up yeah. at an airport.
Yeah.
And I don't have my license, but I left it at the hotel. The hotel texted me a photo. And they're like, we can't accept this.
Yeah.
And I was like, what can you accept so I can get on that plane? They're like, do you have like proof of insurance? And I was like, what? And my husband's like, I do. I go, you have proof of insurance for me? He's like, yep. So he pulled out car insurance, health insurance. It's the weirdest shit they'll accept.
I thought it had to have a picture.
Does not have. No. They do not give a shit.
Wait, what did you use?
Had all of your insurance.
Proof of insurance. So they're like, if you could show me one credit card with mm-hmm. your name mm-hmm. and then two proof of insurance, mm-hmm. they let me on the plane.
Hmm.
Wild.
Wow.
Wild. I mean, I would definitely.
Do you have a passport?
You're definitely not going to have proof of
you
insurance.
You have a passport.
On you. I have a passport.
Yeah.
No. No. I think I have an Aritzia gift card.
Yeah. I have like.
No, ice cream gift card.
Yeah. I have like gift cards, receipts.
Yeah.
A voucher lot of receipts. For a free ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
well,
what
so
I got.
Tell us about the fitness. The fitness business. And I don't know how long you've been doing this for. And
do you want my real honest answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Slow journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like doing it forever. I mean, I was yeah. like fired soap opera actors who drank some poison tea, knew nothing about starting a company.
Who what? Who drank what?
Drank some poison tea. I remember too when they like. They
oh,
like did
that's
the
how
things.
You died?
Yeah.
Died. Yeah. Yeah. Pissed poison off her mother in law and then she poisoned
I
me.
Thought that was like a like some sort
a
of
saying.
Metaphor, but
yeah.
I was like,
no,
like,
I
like,
don't know.
Literally,
it.
Literally,
they were
like, okay.
You're dead.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You're dead.
And then they like, I remember getting like covered up, you know, they're like, oh. She's dead, and then they...
Did they clap when you walked off stage?
They did, but yeah. they also, like, left me, the scene was
so
still going,
hospital.
And I was, like, dead underneath the sheet for a while. I was like, this feels a little disconcerting. Like, guys?
All right, let me see this puppy.
Okay.
It's
so
a you, isn't it?
It is a giant you. So I'm trying to look.
You got it, girl.
I really want those shoes,
I hope,
Sam.
I they're good. They're
yeah.
really comfy, too.
Are they?
They're flat. They're flat and comfy.
They're, yeah. I also have a tattoo on my foot.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It says, so it says exhale.
Oh.
And my dad goes, well, you needed to write that on your foot because you forget to breathe. I did a lot more wrong than I thought. I was like,
oh,
and
amazing.
He goes, what are you going to do on the other foot? Inhale.
Yes, like, by the way.
I really love the feeling of a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean getting it or having
yeah.
it? Yeah.
No, just getting it.
Interesting. I know. Isn't that
you?
Hard?
You are 12 kinds of crazy.
I do too, actually.
You're fucking.
That's
really
where we
nice,
align. That's
right?
She's not on that
yeah.
on that
oh,
boat with
great.
Us. Yeah.
Used to do like
yeah.
laser hair removal. Just be like, oh, that's so nice.
Hurt me. Hurt me.
You
yeah.
too.
I
yeah.
do love. I did the laser hair removal. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. They're like, oh, is that hurt? And I'm like, no.
No. No, it's great.
I still need to do that. I'm missing out.
You need to do that.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like the pain.
I don't mind the pain.
Take a shot of vodka and call her a day.
It's so, like, so worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do your armpits?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And
oh,
work
yeah.
your way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back. What, back?
No, I'm going to go.
Oh, that's what I was going for. But like,
no, kind of like this you. I'm going to start with your armpits and work my way around.
Okay, so this was a slow journey for you.
Slow journey. It's not. Started with this awful idea of like, oh, well, they come up to 16 pounds.
Oh, fuck.
What's well, how much? Yeah. Is-
and actually, these suckers, I have the prototype. I took leather. I went to an upholstery shop and took my tailor.
Yeah.
A bag of sand that I got at Michael's.
Yeah.
And some fabric.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, can you make this like as a weight? And she was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
They're really ugly and terrible, the one that came back.
Yeah.
But now they're like absolutely
gorgeous. Those are beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do those go?
So these are ankle and wrist weights.
Okay.
Vegan leather, like pretty, you know.
How
these
small
guys
are they? Oh, they wrap around this way.
Yeah.
No, they're here. I was like, I don't think it's going to fit my ankle.
Well, I want to do, I found a, I hate the sound of Velcro, right? So I found a Japanese military grade Velcro that is, so I keep doing this and I'm like, man.
I'm so sorry. That's going to, but you know
no,
what?
No, I'll get it replaced.
Well,
it,
was
and
it,
I'll pretend.
Was it in there when you left your house?
Oh, who knows?
Oh, that's the tea. If you knew for sure, like we could go trace the steps.
Yeah.
No, we can still retrace.
Anybody's guess.
You just took off a name tag. God only knows where you came from.
That's true.
Okay, go on.
So I started with the U-bar. It was this idea of like U-shape, I curse, I drink, my body's mine. I spent a lifetime in front of the camera and then I was like, wait, but like, why are weights so ugly, make me feel bad about myself?
Yeah.
Had a kid, was like, I want to feel good like now. So I joke that it's like instant gratification, like my impulsiveness combined with like my messy ways.
Yeah.
That it just has to look good and I want to feel good the minute I touch it.
Yeah.
3 pounds.
It. Yeah. So then do this. That's like good for the knees, for the, if you have like any, you can come here.
Oh, just snapped.
Come in.
Are those 3 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
and they come
3 pounds.
Yeah.
Too.
3 pounds.
Oh, 1.5, I would fucking cruise.
I don't think there's any need for more than 3 pounds.
No.
Although we have got requests for 5.
You have.
Yeah,
5 might be nice.
I feel like I could do a 5. We don't like a 6.
I don't even buy the damn 6. They're like, get 6. I was like, okay.
No.
I was like, no one can tell.
Yeah, no one can tell.
I'm like, ah! I was like, ah, it's so hard!
Yeah, yeah.
Look at me still doing
really
it, you fools.
That's a really funny idea. Being at the gym and you're like,
everyone's
like, everyone's like 10 pounds.
Everyone's like fully stressed, like
it's
struggling.
It's so
like,
funny. There, you see people going, and I'm like, I know, it's just,
yeah, it burns. Wait, sorry, so how many pounds is this U-bar?
This U-bar
this
is
one's
6.
Four.
Let me see.
Four. They come in 8, 4, 8, 12, and 16. So the finish is I actually took my manufacturer a bunch of makeup, and I was like, meet Charlotte Tilbury, meet Gucci, like, and literally showed him where I was like, look, people buy a Tom Ford lipstick because they want that packaging.
Yeah.
So put that on a weight, and then you're going to reach for it and feel good.
But show me how you use this.
Yeah. Okay, so here.
Us.
So number one thing is
I do like the way it looks.
I do too.
Yeah.
Cute, thanks.
Yeah. I'd put it on
I
like a butler's
table. I actually had a meeting
table.
With your husband. Do you know this?
Yeah.
And I came and I was like, had like a bag of tricks. And I was like, hi. I think I don't even know if I'd met him before. Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi. Here's 18,000 things and my sketchbook of ideas. Yeah. But so this guy, you squeeze.
Okay.
And your entire upper body is engaged. Chest, back, lats, core. So everything you're doing lower body becomes full body.
Yeah.
You're getting like added weight to it, more efficient workout.
Yeah.
So you could
does
do
it bend?
No, it's
no.
steel.
Let me say.
But
oh,
what are you what
that.
Did you, you know about fitness before? I mean, if nothing, I just like,
I just moved
have,
my body all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so I knew that.
Yeah.
But then I ended up to like hiring personal trainers, like getting input from other trainers.
What was your workout before? Like what did it look like
this
before you developed
it? Great for triceps
that?
Actually, if it were heavier.
Good question. No, well, the heavier ones
like,
are great.
Like, what was
triceps.
Your favorite? Like, you have to have,
I
like,
did a lot of, like, bar class. I did Physique 57.
Yeah.
You
bar,
know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I just, but yeah. I think I said it like that because that's the image in my head of, like, you're like, hey, I'm here.
I never did it, but I know the class.
Now I do. Yes.
Okay, so you were more like of that like long and lean muscle kind of thing as opposed to like a hyper cardio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a great runner. Like I do say that I build more for like being the person that needs to be told what to do. And we're coming out with an app and all these other things. And working with all these trainers that are amazing. Because I'm the one that I'm like, I like the lifestyle movement. Like I can be 3 glasses of rosé deep and then I'll pick it
I'm
up and be like.
I'm obsessed with you said that it's a family run business built on love, sweat, coffee, and wine. I wasn't expecting the wine at the end. That
should just be your biography.
I love it.
Built on love, sweat, coffee,
and wine. By the way, I love 3 glasses of rosé into a workout. Like, why not?
Yes. Yes.
Like, thank you.
No heartburn there. No.
Me too.
Love it.
Okay. No, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And have discovered that I just love, like, product design is my obsession, and it's what I'm good at.
Yeah.
The like, back-end manufacturing and all that stuff, I, like, have a call at 2 today with a guy.
Yeah.
That, like,
yeah.
It's really hard.
Figuring out how to get what you want.
Yeah, and I just have all these ideas. So, like, I found a recycled water bottle that we're coming out with a resistance band that's made from recycled water bottles.
Cool.
And it's also, like, a scrunchie. And then it's a fashion.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed.
I'm just a fucking weirdo.
You are so fucking weird.
I love it. I'm very
coffee, sweat, wine, and a good hard 69.
Yes. And love. Love is in there.
I have a lot of love to give.
Yeah.
I do.
Hence the 69.
Just kidding. Hence her being a hardcore 69.
I will never return from that.
That's so cool. So what does the next few years look like? How many products do you want to have? Like, how do you want to scale this?
I love this question.
Yeah.
So, more products rolling out.
Yeah.
I love, so we also like manufacture for Tracy Anderson.
Yeah.
So doing a couple of other products specifically for her team, I really like that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of studio partners.
Uh-huh.
We potentially are doing like equipped branded classes at like Bandier.
That's how you say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I always said Bandier, but then they were like, well.
Yeah. I never knew. I just didn't say it.
Yeah, no.
It's like so doing things there. Yeah,
I'd also love hotels.
Yes.
Again.
Oh. Yes.
Louboutin, let's do a red one, put it in the rooms.
Yes.
Canyon Ranch, you check in, we're in everyone.
Uh-huh. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So then I want to do the content that supports it so we can film there and I get to travel.
And you get, yeah. And so people know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we're having the app and coming out with little booklets of moves.
But I think that is so cool.
That is a cool
concept to really, like, now I kind of get it. Now meeting you, I get it more because, like, it could be just a beautiful sculpture in the room. And then you're like, and you're whatever, you're getting ready, you're watching a show, and you're like, oh, cool, this is in my room. Like, I'm not, like, necessarily
it's
going
really
to the gym.
It's really cool.
No, because also, as a mom, like, I'm not, John goes to the gym every time we're on vacation, but like, if I have Lola, I'm not going to the gym.
Never.
But if it's in there and I'm like, oh, guest streaming services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing 10 minutes with her.
Well, it's a perfect partnership for a hotel because if I showed up and just saw that on like the dresser with like, I'd go, it'd be a little weird to walk in and see like freestanding weights. I'd be like, okay, that's aggressive.
No, but if there was like a booklet or something,
on the home screen as like something you could do, I'd go, that partnership makes sense.
It's like a game for an adult.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have full like mini bar where I was like, okay, I want to do the ankle weights we can like co-brand. Because I heard like the Cosmo, you know, if you can get a vibrator and you can get some like binoculars, why not get some weights?
In Vegas.
In Vegas you can.
Yeah, they have all the sex things.
Actually, I was saying, I'm really blind.
Yeah.
Like wearing contacts right now, but I had taken out, I had a face mask on, I was in New York for work.
Yeah.
And I really wanted, they had honey mustard pretzels, and I just reached, I thought they were.
You put a vibrator in your mouth.
Ew, that's a terrible.
Oh, God.
I did not, but I did grab it thinking
you were
it was
like,
the pretzels, and I was like,
oh, banana.
You're like, what am I looking at?
That's it.
I'm like,
that's
too funny. Yeah. You'll never forget that one.
No.
I think the not working out on vacation, too, is a tricky thing because I like to, I don't work out every single day, but when I'm home, I like to do something, right?
Yes.
And then I used to go away, every time I'd go away and be like, I don't work out on vacation. Don't work out on vacation. Just don't do it. Which I'm fine with, in theory, giving myself that like permission. But what I've found is that I go a little like crazy after a few days without exercise. And I don't really want, if I'm like, you know, whether I'm in a city or like a resort or beachy thing, like I don't really want to go inside to a gym.
Then you have to bring all the gym clothes. You have to do all the things.
But then I get a little unhappy if I don't work out. So it's like this balance of being like, I want to give my permission, myself full permission to like skip it.
Yeah.
But then I'm also like, I start to like.
Well, so that's me too. Is like, I'm big on like reframing the narrative around the workout.
Yeah.
So if you're also like, oh, I'm just moving my body, then it's not like I have to get to the gym for 45 minutes. And that was one of the other reasons I started the company is I was like, well, someone's telling me that I have to put on leggings and I have to go to the gym for 2 hours or do this and lift this or I'm not healthy. And I was like, well, fuck that. Like, I move my body.
Yeah.
I hike. I do this. I do a lot for like 1 minute.
Yeah.
And so that's, and almost to a fault, I do too much of that where I'm like, okay, it's also you can like have a proper workout. Yeah. There is a correlation. Like if I'm going to, you know, need to like really get in shape, then you can do that.
Yeah,
part
of what is the whole getting dressed is annoying.
Yeah.
It is annoying. That's a deterrent.
Brushing your teeth is so annoying.
Back to
it's
that.
So annoying.
So annoying.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to roll out with more products.
More products.
Hotel partnerships. Yeah. Doing more with like the D2C stuff. I bought a monogramming machine.
What? Monogram. I thought you said mammogram. I was like,
I
what?
I bought a mammogram machine just so you could put on your ankle weights and check those tatas out. It's important health.
No, I was like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Just kidding. I did not buy a mammogram.
How did you get involved with making products for Tracy Anderson?
I was a friend of mine, basically, like 2 degrees of separation. Mm-hmm. And Tracy's like buyer right hand for everything, saw the waste and was like, because that's a thing too, is I knew nothing about business.
Yeah.
And even I had a call with this, we're going to do something amazing in the Hamptons this summer. Yeah. And the girl's like, your stuff is amazing. I've never seen it. I'm like, yeah, I'm like the little engine that could.
Yeah. You
like just,
keep, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
And I very much am like the little engine. Like I've bootstrapped this, like just keep going.
Yeah. I love that though.
Yeah.
Because you're obviously passionate about the ideas, and so and you're getting it done, and then now you just have to like blow it up,
scale it, yeah,
yeah.
I like starting a company. I'm not the best at like
blowing
it up and scaling it and like the operations and the
no, who is
details.
I love starting one and closing one.
I mean, there are people that are good at that.
Fuck the in between.
Yes,
but I mean, there are.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's people that have that skill set. But I think this is what you're doing too isn't easy for everyone either. That's a different skill set.
So hilariously, before this, I was getting my blowout. I was like, oh, this will be so fun. Also, I like that we're all like straight blonde.
Yes, I do. Your hair does look very good.
Thanks.
Who do you go to?
Well, I just did like Priv or Glam Squad.
Oh.
I normally just
color.
I love my girl Christina Cessna.
Oh my God, that's who I go to.
Stop, really?
I'm dead. Yes, and Amanda does too. But we didn't go because of each other. Somebody, friend like Allie sent me there randomly.
I love
Christina. In fact, I was just texting with her the other day because she always has the best tips. Like anything. Ooh. Like a friend wanted extensions, so she's like sent me all these things. But I love her. She's great, and she's not doing 10 people at once. I tried to send you over there.
I think she's fantastic.
At Martinez Samuelson.
Yeah.
On
not like
Sunset.
Is she expensive?
Ungodly expensive. No.
No.
Well, like
fair.
Fair.
No. Compared to what you've paid in the past, she's like not expensive.
I was going to mesh, and I was like, wow. Yeah.
Did you go there? That's so funny. I was going to the same girl for years and years.
I've got to find her.
And then she,
I'll be
Christina?
Back.
Yeah.
Like and then she moved. She was out of her house in past Woodland Hills, and I was just driving there, and like not just driving there. I love her. She still does a great job, but like it's like driving there and then she's doing 6 people at once.
Oh.
And I'm just like I end up just for this it's easy, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not that it's pretty straightforward. And I was spending like 5 hours or something.
No, that's a yeah.
And I love her, but I was like, I'll still go to her, like, but I'm like, I need somebody else, like,
yeah,
who's like accessible. Like, if you wanted anything fixed, you could go right back to Christina. She's like so. Cotty, you should try it. Are you
should
happy?
I try it? I mean, yeah.
I like. That
I'm
can
a
do
salon.
A range of blondes.
I'm a salon whore, though.
You are.
I love
yeah.
bouncing around.
Yeah.
I was going to who did John Boys, and I liked the guy a lot in it, but I'm really a fan of this. Christina, she's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, she's good.
Everyone wants to take
no
me
nonsense.
Like natural, and I'm like, no, I just want to look like a whore.
What like, happened I just to look. You going platinum and Ooh. Chopping it?
I'm still gonna chop it,
or just platinum.
I just want to go platinum.
Do
I
it. It's
see that.
I did it for like a few years. It's fun. It's so fun. I would do it.
I don't know if I can because I've got like dark features that platinum might be a little jarring.
Oh, I think you could.
I think you could.
Yeah.
Really?
One of my first. Like modeling gigs with Schwarzkopf hair.
Yeah.
You know that line?
Yes, totally.
And it was so fun because they like straighten it and then they, normally it's like a big old curly mop.
Yeah.
And they like made it massive. And I remember I could stand in a door frame. And they also like dyed it strawberry blonde.
Ooh.
And it was actually very fun.
I could see that look. I mean, I feel like you could, but I feel like when your hair is like lightish, you can kind of do anything. And I'm a big proponent of like taking risks and it's hair.
Oh, I'm stuck. Oh, no. I'm out.
Are you out?
I'm out.
Oh my God.
All right, well, I'll try her.
Yeah.
Maybe, does she cut too?
Yeah.
Fuck
she does
cut
make
that
I like
shit.
A one,
yes.
one and done.
One and done?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
She's all great. Right.
Okay. Well, this was awesome. I really want to get my own. So this U weight comes in 4, 8, 12, and 16.
Yeah.
Which do you use the most?
I use 16. A 4 a lot because I travel. I put it in my suitcase always.
They're like, you're overweight, ma'am.
They're like, I'll just carry my weight around my neck.
Yeah.
If it's a carry-on, then I have put it in there, and they're like, what is? I mean, I even wear the ankle weights under my trousers when I am
your
at
trousers.
The
Are you my sister?
Trousers. Yeah, what do you mean?
My trousers?
They're not pants. They're trousers.
Yeah, trousers. Yeah, that's commitment. Mm. You're always burning. You're always burning calories when you're going.
Yes, because then also you're on the airplane and you're just like at the airport because I'm still going to the bar at the airport.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'm
look,
also
your
like,
legs are like, come at me, blood clots. I dare ya. I'm weighted up. I'm drinking.
Do you have some on under these boots?
I often do. Actually,
I often do.
Elizabeth, who works at Stampede, her husband or her partner wears cowboy boots, and he walks like 10 miles a day, every single day.
Nightmare.
With the ankle weights under his cowboy boots.
Ugh.
Fun facts.
Ugh.
My dad
even blisters.
Keeps these on the floorboard of the pickup.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's like, I like it done roll around my pickup.
What's he doing with them,
can
though?
Can your dad come on?
Yeah.
So he would be, he grew up on 16, I want to do, like, Pops is awesome. He grew up on 16,000 acres Wyoming. His grandfather was the doctor for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Whoa.
Yeah. I want to do a whole line. I started a whole, like, brand called Sunset Ride with, like, T-shirts. I put one of a silhouette of my brother riding a bull on the back.
Oh, my God.
And it says, tip your hat and walk away. My husband's going to kill me if I, like, I'm like, I have another idea for a company. He's like, can one of these fuckers make money?
One of these.
Stop.
Failure to launch.
No, I launch.
You launch.
You
launch.
Yeah.
It's just,
Then
I'm like, and then this idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Pops is, like, I mean, he literally, he'll tell these stories, and I'm like, he's like, back when I was, you know, riding the roughs during, on the Red Desert, and I was like, sorry, what, Dad? Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of people to talk to.
No. He lived in a barn for, like, 6 months just with these calves. And one time he was like, we were driving down the road in Wyoming. He's like, I was like, that's such a cool, like, abandoned little, like, ranch building. He's like, yeah. I remember sleeping in it when I broke my shoulder. Jesus. And I was like, well, what'd you do? He goes, I was moving 300 head of cattle. What do you mean, what'd I do? And I was like,
You done slept there.
And he's like, I finished moving them cows, and then I slept in that thing until it got fixed. I was
like,
he's, yeah.
Dad,
where's your mom?
My mom's in Ojai. She's like a teacher and remarried for like 35 years. Yeah.
But, like, how was their relationship? Was she as, like, rough around the edges?
No. She went to UCSB.
Okay.
Like, she was a military
brat.
How
did they meet?
She got a job. She graduated Cal Poly, and her friend was living in Jackson, and she went up there to go skiing.
Oh.
And then got a job teaching and, like, found this, like, handsome bull rider.
Yeah.
And then decided to, like,
he's like, I
marry
think I, I reckon I like you.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on coming back to these bars.
She's like, I'm completing my master's right now.
Yeah.
But
I know. I know.
Wait, my mom just come on because you sounded like
her. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought so. But it's 57. What was it? Studio
Zeke
57.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You'll have to come back on because
please.
I have much more. Like, we need more chapters. We need
more
chapters.
Well, the chapters are
going
to totally align with our lives.
Yeah.
Or like.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
And
Cody,
me.
Cody.
Can I be in a little bit?
Yes.
I don't have to be like that.
You have
I
been in
you're,
my
you're right here.
Before even
you're like, hi.
Yeah.
So there is that.
I have been in your orbit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now
and
it's my
like,
turn.
All the crossover from like even like your sister to being there and then like your, you know. The Silver Manias.
Yes.
Silver Manias.
It's Silver
That's
Mania.
All
yeah. right.
Greg and Amanda.
Yeah. We're doing it again, people.
I love it.
We're going to do it again.
I'm using that too.
Silver Mania.
All right. Don't worry about it.